Hello, hello. Thank you for being here and welcome to another episode of Adriana Says. Today I want to talk about embracing change, a path to personal growth. Because I think that sometimes we, as we grow older, well, I'm going to talk about myself, we tend to be a little bit more controlling and we like things the way they are, without changing, without new things. We actually like commodity, something that is very known and simple, and we already feel comfortable in that. And I'm gonna give you a very quick lesson about how the brain works. And we know that we come from, you know, these people that used to be the nomads and they used to travel, and but what we sometimes forget is that how they were just doing with their lives, it affects us now in the present time. So that what means is they didn't get food as simple as you and me, and they go to like a refrigerator and have something to eat. So they have to be very careful with the energy they have. So because they were not having food like for months or weeks or days, whatever. They have to manage the energy. And what that means for us now is we like things with comfort. We like stillness. We like our things the way we already know them and the less effort ever. It's not only because we're lazy. No, no, no. It's how our brain is wired, because for many, many years, we were asked for our body just to be still. So our mind, our brain is going to ask us to stay in our zone of comfort, to stay doing the bare minimum. But guess what? We're not in that age anymore. Like, we can actually get food in 10 seconds or half an hour, maybe if you have to go someplace or you don't have in your house or whatever. Like, we have access to everything. So we don't need to be very managing in our energy. We can be very generous with our energy. So we need to come out of our comfort zone. Your brain is going to be telling you, no, danger, you have to stay still. But that is more than a reason for you to move. Every time your brain is telling you, stay still, you need to move. Why? Because you need to tell your brain that movement, that change, that growth, it's fine. It's something we love and need. So in many other generations coming after us, they're not going to be like fighting with this lazy brain. If, like, I use quotes for lazy brain because we're not lazy. And that was a very fast neuroscience lesson, and I wanted you to say that change is inevitable, but it's also inevitable that we don't like it, that most of times we want things the same way they are, but we're not learning anything new by staying in the same place that we have been there. And let me share a little bit of story about myself. I used to work in a university for 5 years, and I got a lot of complaints about this, and a lot of people told me really mean things about me and my future in business, because like I really enjoyed changing positions in the same university, just working for the same, but I worked in kind of sales for a year, then I work in human resources. Like, I keep changing positions inside the organization, and they let me, and I love that. But a lot of people told me, like, no, you have to stay in the same job and in the same position for 10 plus years and whatever. I keep getting these negative comments about me changing. I am very curious, and I like to change things. That's why I built my own business, and I do pretty much whatever I want to, because I can be an expert in very subjects, and I have a lot of degrees about different subjects, and I teach different subjects, and I'm successful at that, but that's fine. But what I wanted to tell you is that change for me. I was curious about that. I enjoyed it, and that's fine. I know it's not for all people, but now that I see it like from far away, I can say that I learn so much more than a person that stays in the same job for 5 years and they left. We may left at the same moment, the university, but the richness of the knowledge of my journey there that I had just by changing, by embracing change, it's so different than some other person that just stayed doing the same for 5 years. So change is inevitable, and our, like, I don't know how to say it, like, we want to hit, like, stop, like, in the car, but you're in neutral. It's like, that's how we are with change. Like, we know we have to get there, but we really don't want to. But I think our personal growth lives inside that discomfort, that curiosity, that wanting to be something else, wanting to do something different. So if you see change, not as someone or the life or God or whatever you blame for change, that there's doing that to hurt you and to do something bad to you. If you see change as an opportunity to remember and to train your brain that change is good, and actually let yourself learn, grow, and expand, change is just a new door that it's opening and you need to take it. Maybe it's gonna be terrible, yeah, but you know what? It's gonna be different. It's gonna be something that you will learn from. And as I have always told you, and I always tell my clients, you learn so little from success, but you learn so much from failure. So don't see change as, like, I don't know, like a threat to your life. See change as your opportunity to grow. So just try to discover how embracing change can actually lead you to personal growth, to feel better about yourself, to know more about yourself, to expand, to learn. And I'm gonna give you a small advice for you to do today in order to put this in action. And just start a change journal. Yes, it may sound silly, but you can make it work. Change journal or growth journal, whatever you want to name it. And document your experiences by trying for at least 2 weeks. If you want more, I strongly encourage you to do. But at least 2 weeks that you are going to embrace change. And document your experience. Reflect on that. Just put down in your journal all the lessons you have learned by opening, truly opening yourself up to change. So if you are giving two options and one is to very similar as your current way of being, and you're giving another that it's going to be disruptive and it's going to be huge and it's going to change you, take that for 15 days at least and document that in your change journal and see how many things you are learning, how many lessons you're learning during times of change. And maybe it will inspire you to keep going. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the rest of my life. And every time something that you change, that you open yourself to change, actually benefits your life, you're going to write it down. And when you are doubting if I should take that, but it's going to be very different of the way I'm doing right now, whatever, just go to your journal and see how change is going to bring you, like, actual growth. Hope you enjoy this episode and change a lot of things, but don't change coming here to listening to me, because I would miss you if I lose you. So I promise I'm going to keep changing and improving and doing things better for you. And I want you to succeed. I want you to be very fulfilled and happy and proud of your life. So that's why I am encouraging you to embracing change today. Thank you very much for listening to me, and we hear each other very, very soon. Bye-bye.